Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to the newly redesigned Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Amin Ohassan. That's John Gervais. That's Trevon Edwards. You might have noticed shit was a little weird last week. That's right. We're changing things up. We're making things a little bit different, right? And here's how the new format goes. Me, Jerv, and Trey, we're going to record a full episode of Bomb for you. If you want to listen to that episode in full, you've got to be a Patreon. Patreon.com/countthedings. If you're like, Amin, I'm used to getting my bomb for free. How are you going to charge me for some shit that used to be free? I'm not, because here's what we're going to do. We're going to give it to you for free in little chunks, though. You get 10 to 15 minutes on Monday and 10 to 15 minutes on Tuesday and so on and so forth throughout the week. And so if you want your bomb fix and you don't want to, you know, wait for it, patreon.com/countthedings. And it's not like that's the only thing you get. Obviously, you get the overflow episodes where we've been reviewing House of the Dragon. You get the watch-alongs that we've been doing for movies and for football games and all types of, man, we might have one for opening night as well of the NBA coming up this week. And you get access to Discord. You get a lot of things if you're a Patreon. But if you are a bomb listener, you're like, I'm used to getting all of my bomb on Monday. I'm telling you right now, patreon.com/countthedings. That's the way to do it. If you're like, hey, man, times are tough. I can't afford to do that. No worries. It's just going to be a little bit at a time. Kind of like when you have Spotify, not premium. You get them ads in the middle. Yeah, it's kind of the same thing. We've got a great show for you guys today. Power. Oh, man. First of all, as we predicted, old girl died. Reggie from Ballers is fine. We see the one other Italian dude. He's bowling. He's living his life. Then all of a sudden, here comes Lou. And because
power it's power, wants to no turn one... into casino.
Yeah. But also because it's power, no one ever just shoots anybody. That's to say, hey, man, what's up, man? Oh, you don't want to do this? Yeah, kind of do. Like, we have to have a whole conversation.
Yo, it was two of those like that. Famous, when he caught the body.
Well, I like the famous one.
Okay.
I like the famous scene, actually. We'll get to that in a sec. But, yeah, so that dude's dead. And now Reggie from Ballers is at the funeral, and he's crying. But, you know, he's tough. He got sunglasses on, so he ain't going to cry. So he's going to cry like a cartoon character. Look. I'm like, just let that nigga have an emotion, man. It's all right. Not everything has to be comedic with him, right? The crackhead gets picked up by the cops for peeing and having a bunch of crack rocks in his pocket and some stolen Snickers bars, whatever. He says, I know who shot the cop. He goes, they bring him a thing, and old girl shows up, and he's like, yeah, it was a young boy that was with him or whatever. Ha, ha, ha. Wow,
yo, what was Marvin putting that nigga on the bus only for the nigga to get off? I was so predictable.
I thought he was gonna give him like $100.
Nigga gave him a lot.
Oh, what, nigga, I wanted that shit. It's 2022. I'm like, yo, give me that shit.
I'll go
this
to Atlanta.
The show is weird because sometimes it's like, we need $10,000. Where are we gonna get $10,000 from? And other times, niggas just be handing like, here, mm-hmm. like this clear, huge water.
Lou doesn't have the money, but all of a sudden. Hey, I'm also glad that nigga Cartier's gone. I hated that nigga.
You don't like Cartier the way he talks.
Cartier looks like a street shark. Y'all know if you remember that cartoon. But
yeah, I do. Yeah.
The shark in the front.
Yeah, bro. Cartier's like.
But Trey, low-key, you know, you Cartier, right? You know that, right?
Oh, how he act? Fuck y'all.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Trey, you know, this caviar's beluga. It goes well with my vodka, da da da.
Like, nah, that nigga corny, bro. He was trying to oversell his cool too much.
He was. He did. Like, and I think, but I think a lot of that
is trying to get them yams.
Oh man.
But he couldn't read the room. She don't care about that shit like that.
I don't have to pay for that. It's like, nigga, you kind of do.
Like, nigga, you took her out on like six dates. You already started paying.
Yeah, man. RIP Cartier, though. Like, the worst part was a famous came through. He's like, teach a man how to fish, and he'll eat for the rest of his life. He's like, I just will need help with my life. Like, the nigga's so dumb.
Yeah, he's like, an idiot.
Like I said, he'll never go hungry again. Like, I'm about to be homeless.
Actually, it's not in the Bible. It was by the Chinese proverb, Lao does all. Yeah. You know what I mean? And he's over there like.
The wild part is he didn't teach Famous how to fish.
No,
he just pushed that nigga out the door.
That was funny.
Man. Poor Famous, man. But yeah, Famous. Yo, okay, so here's the funny part. When Famous is lying awake in bed, and he finally like gets up and he leaves the party, goes in the hallway, I was like, I swear to God, no joke. I was like, oh my God. Famous is about to whore himself to that older lady for money. Like, don't do it, Famous. Have dignity. Like, and it's like,
I want your mom's gun. I'm like, oh, the gun. Oh,
okay.
Forgot all about the gun. Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, damn. But like, I like that shit, Trey, because, you know, he never done this shit before.
Yeah. So now he's about really to just get into a whole shit that's way over his head. Does he turn into a killer?
Well, here's the thing. We know that the cross the hallway neighbor, again, can't mind his own fucking business. Mm-hmm. Always at his peephole every time some shit go down. So I think he's probably going to think that it was Kanan that did it, because he saw Kanan's face when Kanan whooped the dude's ass the last time. Remember, like, we opened the door and shit. I'm like, mind your business, old man. But
well, so I mean, they kept saying "famous" out loud when he said it. So yeah. I was thinking maybe that.
Like, that's true. Famous. Like, oh, also, okay. It is funny that Famous thought that he could put on a ski mask and rob somebody he knew. I was like,
oh, it was great. It was great. Because his voice, like, his voice is not recognizable.
His voice and his fucking face, man. Like, he got these weird Muppet eyes, man, with the big eyebrows and shit.
Why didn't Kanan just give him the bread? He's already living in this place for free.
I don't
Again, this show has a very thin relationship with money. Sometimes money's everywhere, and sometimes niggas don't have like the $500 or whatever it is for that rent stabilized fucking tenement. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I never get it. Like, can y'all afford this shit or not? Y'all complain about the weirdest shit. Like, we lost $15,000. Like, 15 grand. That sounds like some shit y'all be doing like in your sleep or whatever.
Also, I hate that Joey Badass character is all of a sudden now like not giving up. He's trying to be like, well, that's between y'all or some business.
Yeah.
Like, he's all noble and shit.
I mean, he did make a good point. It's like,
yeah, he did. He did.
Fuck it up. And he's like, but he went around me. He's like, yeah. And your son was like, listen to a nigga that went around his dad. Like, nigga, how can you blame them? But also the fact that he's like, yo, as much as I want to destroy Rock and like, nigga, just destroy them, man. Now all of a sudden you got like morals and shit.
And that's what I'm talking about, man.
He ain't a rat, yo. He's not a rat, he said.
Didn't he snitch to the cops, though? Remember?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not his fault, though. They were trying to set him. No, but they were trying to set him up.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
So I guess snitching to the cops.
It changes.
I mean, is that snitching? If yes, someone tries nigga. To say that, if someone yes. says Trayvon Edwards did this, and you they'd say that you did it, and the cops tell you that this person then said that you did it, and you're just like,
yes.
fuck no, I ain't do that. That was such and such. That's snitching.
Yes, that's snitching, brother.
Oh, all right, well, I mean, I wouldn't do it either. But
you
still.
Could throw another name. Jerk, don't try to act like you just so street, nigga. Your ass would be fucking.
I don't see? Snitch up. I'm a civilian, my G.
You fucking singing like a motherfucker, man.
Nah, dog.
Did y'all see that video of these are the young rapper niggas that I've never heard of and shit, but one of these Atlanta niggas got shot Mm-hmm. And so they picked up his crew. And the one dude, when I say he was singing, like singing doesn't even, this nigga's giving details and everything. They had the camera. I'm like, bro. And he's sitting like a child. He's like, whoa, rocking back and forth. And shit. I'm like, nigga, what are you doing?
I don't even know who it is. Who was it?
Let me hold on. You know, I don't remember.
I bet you Trey knows who it is.
I know the rapper, but I'm just like, I just ain't caught wind of it.
So it's not the rapper, right? It's the rapper and his crew got picked up, and here we go. Hot Boy is the name of the rapper, and his affiliate, whose name is Van Sean Sands.
No,
after he allegedly shot and killed Glock 9 affiliate Baby J. I'll send it to the chat. We don't have to talk about it today, but it's like
you gotta be some type of trash if Trey, and I don't mean this as a shot. If Trey hasn't heard it, because Trey, you're super tapped in, like super tapped in.
I don't think he's trash. I just think that he just hasn't came across my desk yet.
Oh, you're so politically correct. Yeah, I appreciate you, good brother. It's okay. I'll say it.
He's trash. In the deep.
I mean, shit, this nigga, this is the team snitching, so that ain't gonna help.
But it is true.
You going to jail?
You going to jail today? Remember that video? Shout out, yeah, shout out to that video, which now would be looked at as like, oh my god, this man is like, whatever. You guys get this gist. Sometimes it was just a funny video. It didn't have to have a think piece behind it, man. I'm not saying I don't condone it
at all.
I'm just saying, like, that shit was funny. You going to jail today? But going back to Power, so there's one episode left.
Mm-hmm.
Who is going to die?
Marvin.
Rock.
Rock is going to die?
I'm going to say.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Lou.
I got Marvin for show because Marvin just so trying to right his wrongs. And okay, it just kind of lines up.
Yeah. I got Lou. Here's why I got Lou. Because now it's two niggas that work in the industry that are dead around you. Right? Crown Camacho and now Cartier. Basically,
it's going to come back to you eventually.
Yeah. And he killed them both.
Yep. So it's like, at some point, he's going to get knocked. You think Rock going to die, Jer?
Yeah. Some point in time, she has to die at some point in time. And, you know, again, it's Power. So they could actually beat the mob because it's Power. But in the real world, she should be the one that dies, especially when the hitmen are literally damn near rotting past her house every single night.
By the way,
I don't think she dies. I think she's going to get hit and be in the hospital, and we're going to go into the next season where it creates Kane and just kind of being this tough guy.
Question. Isn't four niggas sitting in the same car literally like the easiest fucking target?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they wasn't even paying attention or nothing. Like, they let these white men just roll right past them and do shit. Like, they didn't even like react.
She's got fucking security. All right, so kill them too.
Yeah, like, I think both of the brothers gonna die though, and she's not gonna have like.
I hope Lou doesn't die.
She ain't gonna have her muscle. I think she loses her muscle, and then like she's gonna end up getting hit, but she doesn't die.
See, I don't think she's gonna.
And now Kanan,
they just set up this whole Baltimore angle, where mm-hmm. they're gonna start running drugs down to Baltimore.
Oh, so, maybe that's how June gets there then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, June.
Juke.
So Juke gonna want to be a part of the family business after her dad dies.
And that's how she gonna become a cop?
Well, I think she becomes a cop after she saves old girl ass. She's gonna go back and
you think she gonna save her?
Yeah, she gonna look out because that relationship's still gonna be there. She too obsessed with that shit.
One more episode. By the way, there's the BMF, the series returns in January, but they got a BMF docuseries that's coming out too. So I don't know if y'all want to tap into that, but we'll see. All right, that's going to do it for us here on Bomb. Remember, catch those overflow episodes and be a Patreon. patreon.com/countthedings. For Black Trey, for Big Jerv, I'm Amino Hassan, reminding you to stay black, motherfuckers.